Próbny egzamin ósmoklasisty. Język angielski. Instrukcja dla zdającego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty od pierwszego do czwartego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk... W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem... Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw. Po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie 5 tekstów. W zadaniach od 1 do 5, na podstawie informacji zawartych w nagraniu, z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą. Zakreśl jedną z liter A, B albo C. Jeden.
Guess what? I have a cat.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, we got it from the shelter yesterday. We called him Fluffy. Look, I have a photo of him.
Oh, he's really cute. He's got a striped tail.
Yeah, and spots on his back. Your cat looks similar, doesn't he?
My cat? No, my cat's all black.
Dwa.
I'm bored. Let's play a game.
All right. Let me turn the console on. Which game do you want to play? I love playing this racing game. It's my favorite one.
I'm afraid I won't be good at it. What's this one about?
You're a snowboarder in this game, but it's a bit boring. Oh, I know. I have a game where you're a detective looking for hidden clues. We can solve the riddles together.
Great idea.
Trzy.
Hi, Anna. I'm sorry that I'm answering so late in the afternoon, but I didn't see your message. It's not difficult to get to Simon's house. Take the tram number 11 and get off at the last stop. Then go straight on for about 200 meters, past the supermarket and turn left. Simon lives in a yellow block of flats. It's flat 6 on the second floor. So, see you at Simon's birthday party. Bye!
4.
Hi, Mom! Guess what? We've just come back from the seaside. The weather here's great. It's sunny all the time, so I think I won't need the raincoat at all. All the children at the camp are really friendly. I forgot to take my sunglasses, but Mary lent me hers, so that's okay. Anyway, tomorrow we are going to visit a castle. I still have some money left, so I hope I'll buy you some great souvenirs. That's all for today. I'll call tomorrow. Bye.
5.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now leaving London and we will arrive in Manchester at 4 p.m. We offer free drinks in each car and the restaurant is in car 11. Please have your ticket ready for the ticket inspector. Don't leave your baggage unattended. Welcome on board. We wish you a pleasant journey.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. 1.
Guess what? I have a cat.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, we got it from the shelter yesterday. We called him Fluffy. Look, I have a photo of him.
Oh, he's really cute. He's got a striped tail.
Yeah, and spots on his back. Your cat looks similar, doesn't he?
My cat? No, my cat's all black.
2.
I'm bored. Let's play a game.
All right. Let me turn the console on. Which game do you want to play? I love playing this racing game. It's my favorite one.
I'm afraid I won't be good at it. What's this one about?
You're a snowboarder in this game, but it's a bit boring. Oh, I know. I have a game where you're a detective looking for hidden clues. We can solve the riddles together.
Great idea.
3.
Hi, Anna. I'm sorry that I'm answering so late in the afternoon, but I didn't see your message. It's not difficult to get to Simon's house. Take the tram number 11 and get off at the last stop. Then go straight on for about 200 meters, past the supermarket, and turn left. Simon lives in a yellow block of flats. It's flat 6 on the second floor. So, see you at Simon's birthday party. Bye!
4.
Hi, Mum. Guess what? We've just come back from the seaside. The weather here is great. It's sunny all the time, so I think I won't need the raincoat at all. All the children at the camp are really friendly. I forgot to take my sunglasses, but Mary lent me hers, so that's okay. Anyway, tomorrow we are going to visit a castle. I still have some money left, so I hope I'll buy you some great souvenirs. That's all for today. I'll call tomorrow. Bye!
5.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now leaving London, and we will arrive in Manchester at 4 p.m. We offer free drinks in each car, and the restaurant is in car 11. Please have your ticket ready for the ticket inspector. Don't leave your baggage unattended. Welcome on board. We wish you a pleasant journey.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie 4 wypowiedzi na temat spędzania czasu nad morzem. Na podstawie informacji zawartych w nagraniu dopasuj do każdej wypowiedzi od 1 do 4 odpowiadające jej zdanie. Od A do E. Wpisz rozwiązania do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi.
I guess that the last time when I spent my holiday at the seaside was when I was a little child. I don't remember much of it. I'd like to go there again, but my parents prefer spending holidays in the mountains. They enjoy hiking on mountain trails and taking photos of the beautiful surroundings.
2.
I go to the seaside almost every year. My aunt has a small holiday house in one of the seaside resorts, and she always invites us there for the summer. The house is near the beach, so we don't have to pay for the stay, and I can have fun with my two cousins, while my parents spend time with my aunt and her husband.
3.
My friends encouraged me to go camping at the seaside last year. Well, the journey there was very tiring. 10 hours by train, and about 2 hours walking with our tents and camping equipment. But it was totally worth it. The weather was perfect all week. The sea was a bit cold, but it didn't stop us from swimming.
4.
I was very eager to go to the seaside last summer. Sadly, when we arrived, it started to rain, and it didn't stop for almost 10 days. We spent most of our time in the hotel. It's good that it had an indoor swimming pool. My brother and I spent a lot of time in the water. Not in the sea, though.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. 1.
I guess that the last time when I spent my holiday at the seaside was when I was a little child. I don't remember much of it. I'd like to go there again, but my parents prefer spending holidays in the mountains. They enjoy hiking on mountain trails and taking photos of the beautiful surroundings.
2.
I go to the seaside almost every year. My aunt has a small holiday house in one of the seaside resorts, and she always invites us there for the summer. The house is near the beach, so we don't have to pay for the stay, and I can have fun with my two cousins, while my parents spend time with my aunt and her husband.
3.
My friends encouraged me to go camping at the seaside last year. Well, the journey there was very tiring. 10 hours by train and about 2 hours walking with our tents and camping equipment. But it was totally worth it. The weather was perfect all week. The sea was a bit cold, but it didn't stop us from swimming.
4.
I was very eager to go to the seaside last summer. Sadly, when we arrived, it started to rain, and it didn't stop for almost 10 days. We spent most of our time in the hotel. It's good that it had an indoor swimming pool. My brother and I spent a lot of time in the water. Not in the sea, though.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi.